everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, here again, another Saturday. And man, do we have a house full of great individuals. I'll tell you all about it in just a second. We are simulcasting here on this station, 105.1 FM, The Ranch, also KRXT 98.5 FM out of Rockdale, streaming live at aaronsgunshop.com Facebook. So check it out. See the ugly mug behind the mic. And make your comments noticeable. Give us a call here, 254-697-6633. And don't forget, at the end of the show, it gets wrapped up into a ball thrown into podcast form for podcasts on Apple, Spotify, Podbean. You can also go to the aaronsgunshop.com radio show page. And at the top there, you can fast forward any segment you want real quick. While you're there, if you scroll down to the middle of the page, you'll see a donation button. And I've got a special announcement here, ladies and gentlemen. I have sponsors, but I also have a few who like to donate, and it takes a lot of money to keep this show on the air, and if you don't have a business or you want to stay anonymous, that's a great way to do it. But here's what I'm going to do. Shelby, help me out here. This is a brand new aluminum-grade emergency whistle. Would you mind giving it a real quick sounding? Louder, louder. Okay? If you decide to help out the program with a donation of $50... up to $150 a month, and you do that for 3 months, I'll give you a whistle. If you decide to donate $150 a month for 3 months, I'm going to give you one of these, and this is pretty cool. Let me show you what we've got here. Shelby, you have any idea what that is? Open it up and show the camera. This is for $150 or more. Just whoa, flip up that latch. Oh. There you go. And pull one of those out. It's a cartridge. And those cartridges... Show the camera. That's what it is. What you do is you freeze those and you put those in your drink.
Oh.
Yeah, no lipstick. Right. I'm sorry. So if you donate...
We were changing program.
$150 or more in 3 months, you'll get one of those. Okay, so if your heart... If you're led to do so, please do it. It helps out tremendously. I want to thank all the people who do it and the sponsors as well. Couldn't do it without the sponsors. Now... Let me tell you who I have in the room here. To my left is Wayne Kyle. Now, Wayne is a man of his own right, okay? But he has stepped back to put his son, Chris Kyle, Sniper Chris Kyle, up front to continue his memory and to help those in need who may be first responders, vets coming back, the wives. Were we talking about that too, Wayne?
Wives. Yeah, and all the families.
So this is going to be a great conversation. I'm glad we could bring him on the show. And we've got a nice little proposition for everybody out there. And we'll get to that a little bit later. To my right is my special guest host today. That's Melinda Bowles from Bowles Financial Group. And Melinda, why don't you say that's for Melinda. Melinda, say hi to everybody.
Good morning.
And it's always a pleasure to have you here. I think Father John is coming from St. Luke Church. That was the plan. He may be coming at a later time in the show.
He did last time?
Later. Okay. And to Melinda's right is Judge Andy Isaacs.
How y'all doing?
Judge, it's good to see you.
It's always great to be here.
Now, lurking behind me, some of you may recognize this guy, the good old ditch doctor.
In the cheap seat. Buongiorno, America.
Bill Huffman. Say hi, Bill.
Good morning, world. Happy to be here. Had to come hang out with the cool peeps.
You were supposed to say hi, Bill. He told you to say
simple
hi.
Directions. Simple directions. Now we have another. I'm hoping that we also have Senior Sergeant Brian Washko, DPS Trooper Brian Washko, come in, because there's a nice connection, a nice story to go along with Wayne and the introduction here, but he's probably pulling somebody over, or making a bust or stopping some, I don't know, armed robbery in progress. This guy, Brian Washko, is one individual you do not want to meet in a dark alley. I wouldn't want to meet him in broad daylight if he's upset with me, okay? So we got lots going on. Let me set the table as to what we're going to be talking about on this program today. We'll do devotional announcements, true stories. We're definitely going to do true stories. It's a lot of fun when we do that. I'll give a story to each person. Word of the day. I'll do that in a moment. Quote of the day. Bill, I think you're going to work that out for me. Judge Isaacs will be working it after the first segment. At the bottom of the hour, Katie from Moz will be calling in with the menu. And, of course, like I said, Wayne's here. We're going to be talking to Wayne, Melinda, Father John soon, and... Brian Washko. Now, let's go to the word of the day. The word of the day comes from the headline of the story, the body of the story, or a conversation of the story. And if you can put the word of the day into a sentence, call here at 254-697-6633. I'll tell you what you can get. I'll tell you what, Shelby, tell them what that is. Let me get the mic to you and tell them what that is.
This is a Mayfield Dairy Queen free four-piece steak basket
And it's for a whole, the drink and the whole thing, it's a whole meal. And it's on KMIL. So whoever wins gets this fancy meal from at the Mayfield Dairy Queen here in Cameron.
Got it. All right, so if you can call me up and put that word of the day in a sentence, you can get that. Let me tell you what the word of the day is. The word of the day is epic.
It's okay, but what is it?
I missed that, Bill. I missed that.
I knew it was coming.
The word is... How do you say it without saying it? And the word is what? The word is epic.
Fine, don't tell us.
EPIC. It comes from the headline, Trump unveils epic Agenda 47 plan to address homeless and fentanyl crisis. The word is epic. It's a noun definition. A long poem, typically one derived from ancient oral tradition, narrating the deeds and adventures of heroic or legendary figures or the history of a nation. Wow. Put that in a sense. That's why if you get it, you're going to get a free meal. It's very intense. All right, so it comes from the headline, Trump unveils epic Agenda 47 plan to address homeless and fentanyl crisis. Give me a call, 254-697-6633. Put it in a sentence, get some airtime. Continuing on with table setting. Here's a report. FBI stalling release of Nashville school shooter's manifesto. Gee, who was the school shooter in Nashville? Who is Alphabet, and they don't want to promote it as one of their own, went nuts, right? Very interesting. Oh, this is interesting. Bill, I think you'll like this one. Married couple behead themselves with guillotine in India in apparent sacrifice.
Why?
This is beyond.
The guy built it?
Yeah.
Probably sharpened, honed it down real nice.
I mean, you know, this was obviously planned, and this was not an accident.
Though. No, it wasn't an accident because the guy who did it, I'm not going to read the article, but I'm basically doing it now. He designed it so when their heads got chopped off, they would roll into a fire pit, I believe, as a sacrifice.
Jeez.
Talk about ingenuity.
They're going for the gusto there, huh?
Well, you know, the cool thing about that is they say that when you cut somebody's head off, they are cognizant for perhaps a minute and a half.
And they're going, bad idea.
Excuse me, dear, but my face is on fire.
Here's a bombshell that we didn't know. Some 9/11 hijackers were CIA agents. Declassified court filings suggest. Gee, I didn't know that 20-something years ago.
All right, who told?
Elon Musk. He's the second person that I would want to run for president. Why? I've told you this before, because he's totally independent. No special interest groups. That's why Trump is the man. All you other people running for president, you just need to go home. You need to go home. Let's use up Donald Trump. He can get it done. You may not like his tweets. You may not like his personality, but he gets the job done. I'd rather have somebody who I don't like and get the job done than somebody stroking my neck saying, it's going to be okay. Let's go to the back 40 before I put a bolt in the back of your head, okay? But they sound nice doing it. I'd rather have somebody getting the job done. Are electric vehicles... I can't even read my own writing. Are electric vehicles weighing on America's crumbling infrastructure?
Heck oh, yeah.
You know why? Because they're almost twice as heavy as a normal car.
Yeah, there was a parking garage that collapsed. Because yes. of the electric wow. vehicles.
That was in New York City.
Yeah. If one catches on fire, I've been told by the people around here, if an electric car catches on fire, all they do is keep everything else around it from catching on fire.
Yeah, there's no stopping. Yeah.
Well, there was a big distribution center that decided they were going to go electric and convert one half of their forklifts to electric. And just as kind of a heads up, they called the city. They said, hey, we want to let you know about our plan. And the city said, this is a joke, right? Because your business will use more electricity than the city does if you convert half of your forklifts.
They didn't think that went through. North Carolina bill would criminalize drag shows after viral lap dance video. Very good. Actress Patti LuPone smears American Christians as no different from the Taliban.
Oh, that makes me so excited.
Yeah.
You know, one thing about this electric car deal, they're not going to kill my transportation. I have 19 horses.
That's right.
That's right.
California school board members talk white ally test. These are the ones who are pushing racism.
Exactly.
That's right.
If you, it's just like when you pass gas, the first one who smelt it dealt it. The first one who calls it.
Now that we've reduced ourselves to junior high.
Well, we have to these days.
All right, let me finish this up real quick. Here's a poll. Majority of voters have doubts Biden is fit to serve. Oh, what a revelation.
Gosh.
Biden plans re-election announcement for next week. Okay. Now, remember, ladies and gentlemen, this man, Joe Biden, is not running the show. He is not. He's just a figurehead. It's Weekend at Bernie's. That's all it is. This is a serious danger with the global banking system, Musk warns Tucker Carlson. Absolutely, I concur and agree. And then Trudeau, this is proof positive. Trudeau, President of Canada, Prime Minister of Canada, accuses Elon Musk of attacking independent media organizations. What does that tell you? When they attack you, it's one of the first things they do. Well, actually, they ignore you, they laugh at you, they attack you, threaten you, and then take you out either physically or politically. We're going to take a break. Be back in three with Judge Andy. Andy Isaacs.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com. Friday, Deanna's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Don't forget the number here, 254-697-6633. Word of the day is epic. Give me a call, put the word epic into a sentence, and you can get a free meal from Mayfield Dairy Queen here in Cameron. Man, four-piece steak basket. I almost want to eat the card, but I'm going to wait for Ma from Ma's Kitchen. Anyway, give me a call, put the word in a sentence. But right now, we have our very own Judge Andy, Andy Isaacs. Judge, how you doing?
You know, I'm doing fantastic. Thursday was my birthday. Actually, it was my anniversary. The 36th anniversary of my 29th birthday. So it was epic.
You just won one.
You know, we're sitting around here and we're talking, and Matt just ran off a lot of stories, and he didn't even get probably half of what he's got on that piece of paper. And every one of them go back to the same thing. Every single one of them go back to a spiritual problem, not a physical problem. I don't care who we elect. I don't care who we get to run. You know, I do the very best I can as a JP, but I see myself failing at some point because people don't listen. I had a young man come in Wednesday, and I told him, under no circumstances do you ever miss any more school. This is your last chance. After this, you're getting a court-ordered GED. He called Friday and said he forgot and he slept in. I guess they're not, you know, I told Frank, he said, send him the stuff. Send him the deal. You know, it's, you know, I've told you.
Sooner or later, something's going to click.
I hope so.
You got to go to that point to where you got to lock him up or put a band on him or track, whatever.
That's right. Well, he's got a twin brother, and his twin brother's already got court-ordered GED, so he'd want to be like him. So.
You know what I don't understand about that, Judge, is at least for my girls, the worst thing you can do is hold them out of school for a day. That's their social life, their friends, their activities, their sport. Oh, my God, yes.
This is the social life now. Okay? This is the social life now. It's not what we did at school. One of the great things about Morningstar Ranch that has just been incredible was something that I didn't plan on. It's we all eat together three times a day. Mm-hmm. The cell phones don't work. And the camaraderie that gets with the kids, with the vets, with the women vets, it's incredible. And it's because they have to learn to have a conversation. They have to learn to, and all of a sudden, things just, light bulbs turn on, and you know, and stuff like that. It's because of the conversation. And that's a spiritual thing. It's not a physical thing. It's a spiritual thing. And the more we introduce Christ into this conversation, the more we get them to understand. You know, the first thing I tell them boys when I have kids and come into truancy, do y'all go to church anywhere? How is your spiritual man going to be strong if your physical man going to be strong if your spiritual man's weak? And if you're not doing something for your spiritual man, you're going to be weak and any wind will blow you. We go over this over and over again, and yet we don't listen. Our society has quit listening. We're all about me. Me, me, me. Me, me. How's that working out for Budweiser, by the way?
Yeah, you know there, didn't you?
Yeah, you know. So it's common sense tells us that we have got an opportunity right now to make a difference. We've got an opportunity to make sure that we listen. I have people all the time come up to me in Walmart, in Dollar General, where I'm eating at a restaurant or anything. They'll say, Judge, have you got a minute? Because they know I'll sit there and listen to them. And sometimes I have to say, look, all I can do for you is pray. I had some women come in yesterday that they have a son who's gone nuts, and they've had to put a restraining order on him. And all this, and one knows, is there anything else they could do? I said, not at the JP level. No, ma'am, there's nothing. I can pray for you. And I prayed for him. And that's what I can do. But do something when you can. You're going to get an opportunity to help people. It's a lot of times the prayer is the best thing. So go ahead.
Judge, you know, we talked about this. It's probably more than 2 years, the revival prayer, mm-hmm. and how important it is for everybody unanimously at one time scream up. But when they do it all the time, it's like the parable of the Bible with the judge and the widow.
Mm-hmm.
Bug the heck out of good Lord. Say,
that's right, until he does something.
Open us up. Make us understand. Put the passion, the fire back in us. Can you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Before you're done.
Absolutely. Pray. See, the problem is we don't recognize what the solution is. We think the solution's about somebody else or something else. It's all here. our solution in our life is in here. God has given us the ability to reach out and help other people. But if we're so self-absorbed, we're not going to do that. If all we're doing is we're on this thing and we're doing this all the time, we're not going to achieve what God wants us to do. We got to reach out, and we got to put ourselves second. There's a deal online called I Am Second, and there's a lot of famous athletes that talk about that. And that is how it is. You have to be second in your life. Or if you try to be first all the time, you're going to fail. You may have a lot of money.
Seek first the kingdom.
That's right. Exactly right. That's right. You may have a lot of money. You may be like Bill Gates, but you're not going to be happy. You're not going to be satisfied. You're not going to be fulfilled. Fulfillment comes in the heart. It does not come in the head. And we've got to get our people back to that place. Everybody wants to go to heaven. Nobody wants to die. That's what revival talks about. We have got to get ourselves where we say, Lord, forgive me. I have failed. Show me the right direction, and then let him show you. It's too often we think that somebody else has got to do something for us, but we've got to let him show us the direction. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, guide us, direct us, teach us. Lord, we're open to you. We just want what you want us to have, Lord. We want to be the best we can be. We know that you have desires for us and for us to do great things, but we cannot do great things without you. Lord, just help us to be more Christ-like and for others to see Jesus in us. Not so that we can boast, but that people can find everlasting life. For in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Andy, tell us about Morningstar.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, msrministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. 512-455-2552 is the phone number. We've got a lot of things going on. In May, the middle of May, the men vet come out. We're really excited about them guys. We'll have a completely different bunch, and we'll have a great time with them. We have a trail ride coming up next weekend for a fundraiser. We do those four times a year. And then June 1st, it just starts. We do start camp, and it starts rolling. And then in July, August, at the end of July, August, I get out of traction. Because it just takes so much to do what we do. It is not about Andy and Rita Kay. It's never been about Andy and Rita Kay. It's been about what we can do for others. And, man, it's worth it. So,
Andy, we always appreciate it. Thank you very much.
God bless you.
I want to thank McGuire Tire, Casey and the gang from McGuire Tire. I've been dealing with them for 20-plus years when it comes to tires and a whole bunch more. They take care of me. They can take care of you. Sponsors of the program here. They've got two locations. One's in Temple. You can get them at 254-773-3114 or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simpler yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. Tell them you heard it here. Support the sponsors and support the program. It's a circle of life, okay? I do devotionals Monday through Friday. Been doing it for a long time to a long list of people. I've been blessed to have the opportunity to do it here on the radio as well. And during the course of the week, I decide which one I'm going to pick. And I picked one for Friday. And that just so happened, if you are listening and you're one of the ones on my list, I was made aware that I failed to put in a chapter of one of the verses. So thank you for that commentary. So here we go. I'm going to read today's devotional, which was actually done on Friday. Good morning. Do we love God? Do we do God's purpose? If we answer yes to both of those questions, then it's all going to work out just fine. This is Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. I continue. God has it all figured out. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. And I continue. We're to move into action, and if we keep a listening ear, he will guide us. And this comes from Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Another one, Psalm chapter 32, verse 8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. And I close. God's got the plan all figured out. Let's go work his plan. Have a blessed day. So there you go. We sprinkle a little bit of water on it. We plant the seeds, sprinkle a little bit of water on it, let the good Lord do the growing, share it with who you want. Don't cram it down anybody's throat. Let God ooze out of you. Ladies and gentlemen, when I, in the morning, and I'm only saying, I don't know why I'm saying this, it's kind of a private thing, but since we're family now, I'll tell you, I literally do this if you're watching. I put my hand out, I say, Lord, I pour myself out so that you can fill me up, so that my mind, my heart, my speech, and my actions ooze you, and that those who hear or see or feel know it's you coming out. So let's all do that and do his will and know his purpose, okay? Fantastic. Now, how much time I got, Shelby?
45 seconds.
45 seconds. Let me do the word of the day again. Word of the day is epic. Give me a call and you get yourself a free lunch if you do it right. The definition is a long one. It's a noun, a long poem, typically one derived from ancient oral tradition, narrating the deeds and adventures of heroic or legendary figures or the history of a nation. If you can give me a call here, 254-697-6633, put it in a sentence, and we all give you a thumbs up here, you get this nice little four-piece steak basket from Mayfield's Dairy Queen. When we come back, we should have Katie from Moz giving us the breakfast menu, lunch, and dinner at Moz Place in Harker Heights. Be back in three.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Moz Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
everybody. It's the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, having a great time here behind the microphone. You can all see it. You may not be able to hear us during the commercial break, thank goodness.
That's for the best.
It's for the best. That's why we had the mic with the mute button. So when you see us moving and looks like we're talking, but you can't hear us, you're fine. Just wait about 3 minutes and we'll be back on Facebook Live.
Oh, you had a twonk.
What?
Oh, you've had a stroke.
Okay. That was Bill. That was the ditch doctor, Bill. All right. I have, Bill, take a mic. Share the mic with me here, because we got somebody we both know that we both love. Fantastic. Come on over to the set. I've got Katie from Ma's Place on the line. Katie,
we
welcome.
We love us some Katie's. Hi, sweetheart.
This is the scratch and sniff section of the program.
Oh,
so,
man. What's for breakfast?
Good morning.
Morning. We, you know, it seems like 2 weeks when we get to talk to you, because that's how anxious we are to hear your voice. What's going on? How's business? What you got going on?
Business is great. Things are going good. And they've got a couple specials for you guys today. We have
turkey and dressing and chicken and dressing.
Well, hi, Vicky. How are you?
Gosh, Ma, your voice is changing.
Your voice is changing.
Thought I'd change it up on you guys a bit.
Now, in case you're a new listener here, I've got to comment on the onion rings for two reasons. One,
oh my God.
I want to mess with Katie, and I want to somewhat kid around. If you own a small dog, that small dog could most likely, in my opinion, jump through one of their delicious, huge freaking onion rings. Okay, so just saying.
Yeah, you get five onion rings in an order, but it weighs about a pound and a half.
Oh my gosh, y'all are exaggerating so bad.
No way. If I'm lying, I'm dying. I mean, these onion rings are fantastic, and they go great with a Matt special. So go there and order. But tell us what you got going on.
Like Mom said, we have the turkey and dressing. Chicken and dressing, and ham and dressing.
Okay.
Served with cranberry sauce, two sides, super salad.
Sounds great. What else you got? What kind
and of? We have our strip steak, which, and our country combo, also served with two sides, super salad.
Now, Katie, you've got a new menu, right? Is it a streamlined menu that people can look up on your website?
It is on our Facebook page.
Tell them how to get there.
You got
to... Caught you off guard, didn't I? It's all right. It's just a live program. It's no problem.
It's okay. Well, Mark's got a website, but I don't think it's on the website just yet. But it is on our Facebook page. If you look up Ma's Place on Facebook, you can be able to get to it.
Fantastic.
You can get it on Ma's Facebook. By just typing in Ma's, I think it's Ma's HH up to Ma's Place.
Yeah,
Ma's Place HH
or just Ma's Place. If you look it up in the search.
And I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, like I tell everybody, if it's too fast and you can't remember it, you can always remember aaronsgunshop.com. You go to the radio show page and all my sponsors are there. You click on the link, it'll take you right to them. So good to go. But I'll tell you what, Kate, Vicky, tell us where you're located. Give us a phone number. Any kind of discounts for the listeners?
All right. We are located at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard. You can get a hold of us at 254-699-0011. And for all my radio listeners, I have that 10% discount.
Woohoo! Sounds great. All right, ladies, it's a pleasure to speak with you. We can smell the great food all the way from there to here. It's great. And I hope to see you soon, okay?
All right. You guys have a good one.
You too. Take care now. Man, I always get hungry and my stomach's growling already. It's good food, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not messing around. The servings are huge. The food is great. The family environment is nice. Go check it out. 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard, Ma's Place, on the hill. To my left, Wayne Kyle. And I'm only going to say this just for quick recognition. Father of sniper Chris Kyle. Wayne is a man in his own right, like I said earlier. But he has stepped back to continue to honor his son through the American thank you, brain cramp,
Foundation.
Valor Foundation, AVF. That's what I was trying to say, was AVF. Okay, and you do great work, sir. Kyle, once again, welcome. Talk to us. Tell us we got introduced to you by Brian Washko, and I was hoping he was here, but he's not. So talk to us. How did it all get started, the idea of the foundation and all that?
Well, our family, my wife and I, experienced something that we hope and pray that no other parents have to experience, and that's the loss of a child. Obviously, the worst day of my life is when we were notified that Chris had been killed. And my wife, Debbie, and I and our youngest son, Jeff, got together and knew that we had to do something to honor Chris's legacy and to carry on what he had started. Chris had a passion for giving back, for doing for others, helping veterans, helping first responders. His quote that he had was, "It's our duty to serve those who serve us." And he lived that. And he gave his life doing that. And so we knew we had to do something. And so with the help of a financial advisor, he kind of helped us through the steps of getting a foundation created. And that's how American Valor Foundation was formed. And we have an event that we put on every year. It's called the Chris Kyle Memorial Benefit. It's every May. And this year, next month, well, in fact, 2 weeks from today, we will have our 10th annual Chris Kyle Memorial Benefit.
You know, Wayne, I want to add something to that. A lot of people's first impression is, how many kills did Chris get? How many kills? And he wasn't focused on that. He wasn't like, it's not the number I take down. I want to talk about the number of men and women I saved.
That's one thing. When Chris came back and he got out, and then he wrote his book, American Sniper, then all of a sudden he became a celebrity. Mm-hmm. In the eyes of the nation and actually the world. Yeah. And you know, he went on some TV shows and things like that, and I'll never forget, he came real close to taking out Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly, you know, is a good person, I think. But he kept pushing Chris, you know, towards that place, like, you know, well, how many kills? You know, how did you feel, you know, and things like that. And my wife and I were watching it, and I remember I turned to my wife and I said, oh, he is really pissing off Chris. Mm-hmm. And you could see in Chris's eyes, and Chris was just kind of gritting. And I asked him later about it, and he said, I wanted to reach across and just choke them out.
But see, what people don't understand is the properly applied use of violence. Most of us in this room are carrying guns right now. If you ask me, what are you carrying a gun for, Bill? I'll bet it's the same answer you'd get out of anybody else. I carry it for love. It's my job. I protect. That's I right. defend.
That's right.
With my very life if I have to, but by force if I can. The hell you think Chris was doing?
Yeah.
I'm almost ashamed to even speak in his behalf.
That's right.
No. That he, you know, and that was, Matt, like you were saying, that was a big thing, that people always wanted to, I guess, you know, make the deal about, well, you know, how many kills? That was the big thing. And Chris didn't care about that. You know, he was doing a job by saving his brothers and sisters in arms.
You know, Wayne, we spoke before the program about how couples may have challenges when people come back from war, how they can't communicate, and it snowball effects. I honestly, sincerely think when people mention how many kills, they don't grasp. I mean, they're saying it in a loving, positive manner. Wow, that's great. Chris Kyle, awesome sniper. But they don't understand the other aspect of it because they haven't seen it or been there. So I can understand to a point when you speak to Wayne here and you understand the mentality of Chris and you go, oh, yeah, I get it now. Yeah, you're right. It was just an initial reaction of, that's one of our guys. That's cool. Good job protecting the others. But the focus was more on the number count as compared to the numbers saved. I guess it's easier to count up and rack up the numbers that are taken down than it is the ones that are saved.
Right.
You know what? It's like in EMS. People find out I'm a retired dish doctor. I'm not even retired. And they say, what's the worst thing you ever saw? I say, hey, thanks for the opportunity to relive that moment.
Yeah. All right, look, we're coming up on a break. So let me fade it out here to the break. If you want to give a call, if you got a comment or word of the day, whatever, 254-697-6633. Be back in 3 minutes with Wayne Cobb.
The owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, it's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us. Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Rubio Septic Service, serving all of Milam County since 1976, is licensed, bonded, insured, and can be reached at 512-446-3986. Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale is bilingual, provides free estimates, and services septic systems and grease traps on both commercial and residential systems. Porta-potty rentals are also available. Call Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale at 512-446-3986. Once again, that's Rubio Septic Service, 512-446-3986.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Finishing up the first hour with this final segment, I've got Wayne Kyle, American Valor Foundation, Father Chris Kyle, and we're having a very good conversation. You know, Wayne, I wanted to... We've got Melinda Bulls from Bulls Financial Group coming up at 10, and then we got Father John at 10:30. So what I wanted to do before that all happens is prime this so that in the 11 o'clock hour we can get more into depth into these things. But you have a foundation, and people are able to either donate or buy product, and that money goes towards continuing what you're doing. And if I read correctly, you've done over $4 million of donations?
Yes. We have extremely blessed in our 10 years of since we created the foundation that we have been able to donate a little over $4 million to other organizations that have similar mission that we do, and that's helping veterans, first responders, their respective families, and or individuals themselves. Sharon earlier that we have given more, I guess, in the past couple, 3 years towards individuals. And let me emphasize on that we never give money directly to an individual. If an individual has a need, we will help them with their bills, any financial difficulties they may have. We have paid for funerals. It's one of the things that we don't like to do. We don't enjoy things like that, but yet the need is there, and we've paid for funerals of veterans, of first responders, and then we've helped families, you know, with mortgages. We've paid off vehicle loans. Even if there's a need for food, we will make arrangements to get food to them. We won't give them a gift card because they can go, they can buy booze, they can buy cigarettes, they can buy whatever. We will make arrangements to get that stuff to you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I want to continue this on. I want to tell you something. It's very private to me, but I'm using this because it's for a good cause. I tithe. Not saying you have to. You don't really have to, if I read my Bible right. It was back in the day to support the church, but it's good. I mean, everything we have is from the Lord, and so we want to be good stewards of what He provides for us. So I take 10% of my money, and I put it to the side, but I do things a little different. This is me. Doesn't mean you have to do it. I'm sure churches won't like to hear me say this. But I have communication with the Lord. I'm in the shower, and me and Him meditate together, and I'm guided and directed as to what to do. And I've been guided to present this. Wayne, I'm going to throw it out there that whoever goes to your website to purchase apparel or even makes a donation, I will match it. Not me. It's not me. It's not my money. It's God's money. God is telling me to match it with His money up to
$500. Oh, wow. Thank
so
you, Matt.
If we, awesome. It's not me. So if you could reiterate and make clear how one would go ahead and do that again, maybe we can get this ball rolling. And I know you have access to real time if this works. Ladies and gentlemen, there's access to real time to see if the purchasers are being made so we can do this on the radio now. Let's get it done. Let's get it done.
Yeah. We actually have two websites. The foundation itself is AmericanValorFoundation.org. And then every year we have an event that's called the Chris Kyle Memorial Benefit. And we also have a website that is specifically for that event, and it is ChrisKyleMemorialBenefit.com. You can visit either one of those websites. And on the website, there is a button where you can donate. And there's also a page on both the websites that says gear. And you can go to that and you can see everything that we have to offer.
I'll tell you what, Wayne, if you show me one of those hats, that's great quality. And that's one of your gear things in the gear page, right?
I'll do that. Yes.
I'll tell you what, Shelby, why don't you show the audience there? If you got Facebook and you're looking Facebook Live, there it is. Well made, well constructed, handsome. It comes in black and tan. Obviously, I usually wear black, but yeah. Looks good.
Johnny K.
So let's get it rolling, ladies and gentlemen. Go to the website, the Valor Foundation website, and look, if you can't remember it, go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page, and bam, you're going to see the big coin-looking icon there, or the emblem, and just click on that, and it'll take you right to it. But let's do it. The Lord has guided me to match it up to $500. Let's max it out. Let's do it before the show ends, okay? It's real simple.
That's awesome. Praise the Lord for that. And everything that we take, we have no paid employees. Everybody that is associated with us is a volunteer. They give their time and effort. And so when you donate to us, then we turn around and donate it back. And doing
I get it. You're facilitating the ability for others who don't have the opportunity to know who or how to put out their help that is needed, and you have provided that venue, that window, that people with the heart to do it can donate to you and feel comfortable and assured that that money is going to go to the proper places for the proper reasons at the proper time.
Yes.
Maybe I should be a spokesperson for you.
And I'm going to throw this out there to everybody. If you know somebody who is hurting, whether they're a veteran or a first responder or a family member, please reach out and let us know, because we get, more referrals from people, because the ones that deserve it are most of the time too proud to ask for help. Because I think from a male perspective, it's been pounded in us that to ask for help is a sign of weakness. It's not. It's a sign of strength to admit that you need help. And if you know somebody, please reach out to us through either one of those websites, and we'll take it from there.
Shout out to my veteran brothers and sisters. This is a 501c3. So put your money where it's supposed to go. This is our purpose.
Amen.
Now I want to fall off into Star Wars and say, this is the way.
Wayne, we got just about 3 minutes, don't we, Shelby? I'll tell you what, let's take that time to just expand upon whatever it is you want to put out there in any direction of what you do. Your son up in Waco, anywhere you want to go, just let's talk. Let's have a conversation, because we got Melinda Bulls from Bulls Financial Group at 10 o'clock. She's got some great stuff she's going to be going over. And I'll tell you what, Melinda, before the 30-second count, we can give you a teaser. But go ahead, Wayne. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
Well, my wife and I have been extremely blessed, if I can get through this. The Lord gave us two tremendous young men to take as our responsibility and raise the best we could. And I guess the thing that I appreciate the most, as a parent, you never know if you're doing the right thing. And we all make mistakes. But as the boys became tremendous young men, both of them thanked me. They said specifically, "Dad, thanks for the way that you raised me." You know, and I was hard on them. I beat their butt. And there is a direct connection. For those of you that don't like corporal punishment, I assure you, there is a direct connection between the butt and the brain.
Absolutely. Mine still remembers them connections.
Yeah. I remember.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, and, you know, spare the rod, spoil the child.
Amen.
And, you know, that's what's wrong with a lot of our youth today. And our youngest son, Jeff, is a police officer up in Waco right now. And he has to deal with a lot of these young people, you know, and there's problems with drugs, there's problems with disrespect and things like that.
Never been told no before.
Yeah, yeah. And so...
Wayne, we're coming up to a break. Let me introduce Melinda real fast. Okay. Melinda from Bulls Financial Group. Melinda, tell everybody what your teaser is for the upcoming segment.
Oh, are you prepared when the lights go out? Bad weather.
And it's amazing when the lights go out how quickly you want to go flip the switch. You're like, what's going on? You forget. You're so trained.
If you flip them enough times,
No, we're going to talk about what happened Thursday night.
Okay, we're going to a top of the hour break. Wayne Kyle will still be here for the entire show. Melinda will be back in a few minutes. We've got Father John Gazzaldo coming in at 10:30, and it's going to be a great show. Be back in three. Oh, more time? I'm not paying attention, Shelby. What can you gave me a 20-second ringer.
And you made it 10 again.
Did.
You can't count.
We know you can't count.
We need a countdown timer.
Now we'll be back. All right. Thank you.
Cameron Chiropractic in Milam County has been treating all kinds of physical conditions for over 30 years. Spinal decompression, lower back, leg, arm, and neck pain, tingling and numbness, neuropathy, and headaches. Cameron Chiropractic also provides testing for organ support as well. Call Cameron Chiropractic in Cameron at 254-697-4931, in Rockdale at 512-446-9595, or go to cameron-chiro.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Call Dolores at Healthy Success at 254-773-8339 or visit us at healthysuccessworks.com. See you soon.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Was to be left alone, but the robber had other plans and you were forced to fire. Who do you call? What do you say? Will you be arrested? Will you be sued? Don't worry about the legal system. For just $12.50 per month, members have access to a 24-hour legal hotline to assist you in the immediate aftermath of a self-defense gun use. Don't let the bad guys ruin your life. Go to selfdefensefund.com and join today.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program, hour number two. Matt, your host. You want to check us out here at KMIL 105.1 FM Ranch, also simulcasting on KRXT 98.5 out of Rockdale, live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Check us out. And don't forget, after the program, it's all rolled up nice and neatly and put into podcast form. You can reach it at Apple, Spotify, Podbean, or go to Aaron's Gun Shop Radio show page. Up at the top there, we got a recording of it as well. You can fast forward to the spot that you want. Got Wayne Kyle in the studio. We'll be talking to him even more so in the 11 o'clock hour. But right now, I've got Melinda Bulls from Bulls Financial Group. Did I get it right?
Okay. Yep. Don't forget the group.
Don't forget the group. And my goodness, young lady, you have got so much to show everybody. Tell us what you've got going on.
Well, of course, it's bullsfinancialgroup.com. I'm a financial advisor, and we do the balance, money, balance, life. And today, our balance life is going to be being prepared when the lights go out. Did anybody lose electricity last Thursday night?
Not me.
No, no. Did anybody lose any trees or things flying across the yard like we did? That was interesting.
Yeah, my flag got shredded. I've got barrels that I have in a carport. They flew out into the yard. So I
guess we, being prepared, so when the lights go out, I have a progression of what am I going to do to keep things plugged in and working. I think the first thing that really was disheartening, or discouraging, if you will, is that, you know, our TV service stopped working. We had no cell service. And so I'm going to talk about weather radios in a minute, which was really the best way to hear about the weather that was coming. So we all knew the weather was coming, but the question was, were you prepared if, in fact, you lost electricity? So our first go-to is usually our phone. So one of the things that I usually do is to look at a portable battery pack. They're purse size, pocket size. I don't encourage you to carry them around in your pocket.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you go to Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com, you get to see these products as we put them up to the camera.
Yeah, so always keep these charged up. I have two of them. They make great travel companions too, especially if you're in an airport and you're looking for a plug and you need something to back up. So if I needed my cell phone charged, I would jump on this. The next thing is what I call the small portable generator, which a couple of months ago when we had the cold spell, we were without electricity for about 6 hours. And I'll hold it up. Hold up the picture of it. Yes. I brought you that.
Give a rotation on it too.
This is
what the beach looks like.
Right. It's not too heavy, but it comes with a fold-out solar panel that is great. And I keep it charged. I can either charge it with the car. I can charge it with AC, DC, USB, or I can charge it with a solar panel. So as long as we don't have an overcast sky, I keep it charged up. So that was what I went to, the go-to. I got all my internet, my printer, my computer, my cell phone all plugged back in, and I was still working. What's great when the electricity goes out for everybody else, if you are actually on, it's really fast because nobody's on it. So in my office, I have extension cables, so the minute the lights go out, I work at home a lot. I'll go grab everything and plug it in, and I'm off and running, and I never skip a beat. So that's the next part to go to. We also have a generator, and it's portable. It's gas. Now, a lot of folks, if you have anybody here, have generators at home. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have a Generac 8000E, a couple of years old. It runs on gas, but you know, a lot of the generators are dual fuel. So, what kind of fuel does yours use?
Propane.
Mm-hmm. So mine uses gas.
Well, I've got a Generac, but the smaller one is just a regular gas one.
And some of them are dual fuel. Now, I'm not convinced that we have the best quality or the most expensive. It's not the most expensive, but it works pretty good. But I know Andy said his didn't work the other day because he had not kept it prepped and kept it running periodically. So we kind of have a standard routine at our house that about every 2 weeks we turn it on, make sure it runs.
You know, I want to add something to that, because when you have a piece of property that's bigger than a house in a subdivision, you have a lot of responsibilities to do. And it's very important. I still fail to do it this, but what do I do on a daily basis? What has to be done on a weekly basis, monthly basis, every 6 months, 3 years, all that kind of stuff? Because if you don't, you're going to forget, and voila, the generator doesn't work.
It's funny that you said that because I'm very systematic and scheduled. So that pops up on the phone and we go, okay, let's turn it on. And I know how to use it. Don't really want to. If husband's around, that's his job to turn it on. But what's really unique about our situation is that I know how to go to the electrical panel. It's all labeled. How many of you have a labeled electrical panel? Okay. So being prepared, because you got to know what to turn off and what not to turn off, right? So my electrical panel is actually labeled, but we also have step-by-step instructions on how to hook up the generator. And I can do it. I don't need...
How do you read it when it's dark?
Huh. Well, you know, if your cell phone is working, you have a flashlight.
See,
or we have...
Now, mine is idiot-proof.
Is it?
Yeah, because my brother's a master electrician, and he wired a plug in the back of the house.
Well, we're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
So that is what my instructions are, is to be able to plug our generator into the house. But here's the deal. You know, when you have a lot of stuff in your house plugged in, a basic generator is not going to run the whole house. And it's certainly not going to run our air conditioner unit. So my solution to that was to say, okay, if we're going to turn off all the 220s, then I'm going to have some 110 window units. Because I don't want to be without air conditioning. I'm hot today, as a matter of fact. It's not cold enough in here for me.
It's testosterone.
I know, all these hot guys in here. So we really like to be able to have a backup to the backup, but most generators, even the whole house generators, and we'll talk about that in just a minute, are not necessarily going to run a huge air conditioner. Now, our appliances are mostly propane, so in the winter, I would be able to use my heater, but in the summertime, my generator's not going to run my air conditioner. So I decided I'd go buy a couple of cheap window units, and we'd close off all the you know, rooms, and we'll keep the house cool.
Especially, you know, you made a comment, a backup. It's usually, Bill, all right, it's three. You always should have three backups. Like for fire, you got a lighter, you got matches, you got this flint and a scratcher, whatever you call these things.
Start a fire.
Start a fire with this. Always have the capability of having three different things. Phone, you got chargers. I got one charger, two chargers, three chargers. I know that sounds crazy and it's in triplicate, but you never know. When plan A doesn't work, plan B. 5-point contingency plan.
Two is one is none.
That's it.
Right. So the primary number one priority for us is freezers and refrigerators, mm-hmm. and then heating and cooling the house, and then of course water. And sometimes if you've got an electric hot water heater and you've got to turn it on, well then you can have it, you know, your generator hooked up to your electrical panel. And for a little bit of money, you can have an electrician come out and set that up.
Yeah. We were so lucky. Our house has gas water heater, has gas furnace,
gas dryer,
and our internet comes in underground.
That's great.
Yeah, so none of that got affected.
Yeah, and we live in the country, so propane is very prevalent. But sometimes there are some places, especially in Temple, that have natural gas. So I know of several folks in Temple who've actually bought an all-house generator. Now, we researched it. I had the guy come out, and I said, I want to run my whole house. And he's like, well, not the air conditioner. You know, that will run everything. And we're like, but we can do that with the Generac. You know, I think it costs us less than $1,000. That quote was about $16,000. So I'm not convinced a whole house generator is the way to go. I would rather buy two or three backup generators, one on propane, one on gas, you know, whatever, natural gas, you know, to be able to have a backup to the backup. And that's a less expensive option, because what if we don't have gasoline? I mean, we could get a diesel generator, which, you know, nothing at our house runs on diesel.
It should be like propane, gasoline, firearms.
There you go.
The propane goes out and the gasoline's out, I got my firearm.
But the trick to the backup generators, of course, is making sure you have extension cables if you need to plug something external in, and to be able to have that backup. And I've got all that ready to go. I can find it in the dark if I have to. But the electrical panel and having the plug and turning on the generator is awesome. I will talk a little bit about...
Before you start that, you know, I converted my truck to where I could cook with a convection oven.
That works.
It's really nice. I mean, you need a super thick cable and a big fuse, but it's great. I was running when the lights were out. I was running the TV and enjoying it. It was great off my truck.
I love it. I love it. The other thing about the generator, a portable generator, and using your electrical panel and having a plug is that you really have to understand all the things in your house that are plugged in that are still using electricity, and it's called standby electricity. But it's also referred to phantom energy load, shadow loads, idle current, or vampire power. Now, why is that important? Well, in today's world of all of our electrical bills going through the roof, if you'll just simply go unplug the things that you're not using, and then this will also help the load on a generator if you'll just keep them unplugged. But if you're looking to save money on your electricity bill
Are you talking like the plug that charges up your phone, the black box that plugs in the wall?
And once it's charged up, you need to unplug them because they are constantly pulling energy. That lamp that's not turned on, I mean, unplug it and plug it back in if you're not using
it. It was so interesting. I lost track of time. I'm like, what's that clicking noise? Is my neck going bad? All right, Melinda, we're going to take a break. 254-697-6633. Give us a call. You got a question, and we'll be back with Melinda in just a minute. Septic Service, serving all of Milan County since 1976, is licensed, bonded, insured, and can be reached at 512-446-3986. Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale is bilingual, provides free estimates, and services septic systems and grease traps on both commercial and residential systems. Porta-potty rentals are also available. Call Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale at 512-446-3986. Once again, that's Rubio Septic Service, 512-446-3986. Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them.
Hard propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com. Brian's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. Give me a call, 254-697-6633. Melinda Bowles from Bowles Financial Group here in the studio with us, my special guest host today. I have special guests, but today Melinda's my special guest host. And I always like to make that distinction because...
I don't know what that was.
So the host, my special host of the guest host special is...
No, let me clarify. Let me clarify. Don't be making fun of my special guest host.
I'm not. I'm making fun of you, Grunt.
They come on a specific week, and they share the experience, and they help me get through the program with people like you, Bill. And I want to make sure that Melinda is raised on the pedestal that she deserves. So go ahead, Melinda. Keep talking to us.
Okay. So I want to address a question that kind of came through a Facebook feed a while ago, is that whenever you do have a switch in your electrical panel, you got to know what you're doing if you're hooking up a generator. So that is between you and the electrician to make sure that you do it in the proper order and that you do it safely so nobody is harmed and you don't blow up your electrical panel, which is why I will go back to the fact that we have a very specific checklist, and it is posted in the electrical panel on what to do and how to do it and the order it has to be done, and it works fabulously well if you do it correctly. We don't want to burn your house down if you do it wrong. So,
Or kill a lineman.
Sure, absolutely. There is another source of electrical backup, but my research says this is probably not the best option, and I know a lot of folks are buying solar for their homes. So, you know, the only way that solar panel on your roof, and I will give you pros here at this or cons at this point, but you're going to have a battery backup, and you're going to be able to store the energy, because if all you're doing is lowering your electric bill, that is not going to help you whenever the electricity goes off because you have no storage. We also understand that you're probably not going to get, you know, days and days on a battery backup. You're going to have to fill up a garage with battery backup. Now, that being said, here is an article that says lithium ion battery causes house fire in San Borton on Saturday. Now, this was an article back in December of 2022. So their solar backup system caught on fire and burned the house down. Okay. Now, we were talking about electric vehicles earlier and how a lot of those are catching on fire. So the batteries are maybe down the road they will be a little bit more effective, but it seems like there's a lot of fire stories. Here's one more. California, wait a minute, no, let me talk about Amazon for just a second.
Is that an actual picture I'm seeing of all those solar panels?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
So Amazon took all U.S. solar rooftops offline last year after flurry of fires, electrical explosions. So they went offline on 6 of their fulfillment centers. I couldn't find an article to follow back up to this as to if they went back online or not. But there is something to be said with the fires, okay? The other thing is, with the inclement weather, and I have to ask this question of, okay, how many people got hail? Did y'all see hail out here? Heard of it, but we were east of Temple and we didn't have any hail. But what happens when the solar panels get broken by the hail? What do you think happens?
Doesn't work.
Okay. It stops working, but...
I said this from the beginning, the amount of money you spend on it for what you're going to get saved. And then Christine made a comment about the tax implications.
Right. So then I overthink things. So here is my overthinking. So if I had a solar panel on my house and it gets hit by hail and my roof is now damaged and my roof shingles need to be replaced, Are we taking all of that off only to put it back? So how do you replace your roof, even if the solar panels are okay, but now you've got a compromised roof? I mean, there's the logistics of repairing a roof.
I can see if you're out in the country and you got a place to put a separate solar panel field, but when you're in the city or a subdivision, you're trying to do it, you've only got the roof to place it, which brings up your problems.
Do you know where to take your broken solar panels?
Not to the dump. It's probably hazardous material, right?
It is. Actually, I spent a long time researching this one day and called all over the state of Texas. Texas will not accept broken panels in their dumps. You have to haul them all the way to Nevada. Isn't that cool? Here's another article. California went big on rooftop solar. Now that's a problem for landfills.
They don't tell you that when they push it on you, do they?
Right. So at Green some point, there's got to be a way to recycle the broken ones and not cause harm to the environment. So this is not green, if you ask me, no. To cause more landfill issues.
It's just like the light bulbs, the mercury in the light bulbs.
Just like the light bulbs. By the way, I went and bought everything that Home Depot had that did not say LED on it.
Do you remember that episode of, what was it, Tool Time? Where he bought all the incandescent light bulbs, and he was doing a black market trade. Shh, come here. I got a light bulb. What do you want? 1,500
watts. Yeah, there you go. So we won't even talk about light bulbs. But the other thing that's popping up is if you have those solar panels on your roof, it appears as though there are some insurance companies who are backpedaling on covering your home. So some insurance, here's an article in Money, some insurance companies dropping Florida customers if they put solar panels on. Might be covered initially, but the article goes on to talk about they cover you initially and then you may get a notice 6 months down the road. And I don't know of any in Texas who are doing this, but I'm just saying if it's happening in Florida, it's going to trickle over here eventually. So you may find yourself not having a fire covered if it's caused by the sun. Mm-hmm. So all of that overthinking that I'm doing, it's the risk is a reason not to do it. I know a lot of folks are struggling with electric bills, and I know that they are helping in that capacity. But logistically, I don't want to have to replace my roof, have to remove solar panels. I don't want to have to dispose of broken ones. I don't want to have to wonder if they're harmful to the environment. And I also don't want to wonder if the insurance is going to pay if my house burns down because they caused a fire.
So unplug what's not being used.
Yep.
Raise the shades. And
buy a couple of generators.
Shut the lights off when you're not in the room, right?
Yeah, that works. Or unplug. Unplug everything. So
even when you said lamp, okay, here's a lamp with an incandescent light bulb where you go click, click, and it turns on. If it's plugged in,
it's still using electricity.
Yeah, they did a whole study on this, I think, when I was at UMHB, and they talked about this in our communications class, mm-hmm. about the study of how much energy is used for things that are idly plugged in versus the bill of someone who would unplug them was like a $400 difference.
Mm-hmm. They call them vampires.
Yep. It is called the different...
I knew about the black box that goes mm-hmm. to a charge, but I did not know just a normal light.
A light that is not mm-hmm. turned on is still pulling energy off of your electric panel.
Wow.
Yeah. And if you've looked at the smart meters, too, this is another thing, is that if you stand out there, I wouldn't encourage you to stand there for very long because you're going to be radio waved. But it's broadcasting...
You're a bearer of good news. Yeah.
It's broadcasting extreme radiation if you stand too close to it. And smart meters are not mandatory, believe it or not. You can have them removed and go back to the old-timey ones. But they are transmitting constant frequencies, pulsing your electrical use.
You know, I read an article one time where somebody covered one of those smart meters, covered it up with some type of lead box, and things were starting to shut down in the system
yep.
because it couldn't connect it to the signal.
That's right. Wow. So you can have them removed. I am probably going to be doing that in the next several months, just looking at the options for removing the smart meter. But the electrical company Encore, they're going to try and talk me out of it. They've already tried to talk me out of it once. I just didn't move forward, but I don't like the idea of looking at my box and it's just poof, poof, poof. It's just constant. And if you stand next to it, I'm very sensitive to frequencies. And so I can feel it. My body feels it immediately. Not to mention I have a little EMF meter. So that's kind of cool. Okay. So let's talk about the bad weather. We all heard it was coming. And most of us kind of stood around hoping to watch the television, and then that went off, and then the cell phones weren't working. So I went to my little stash, and I pulled out my little weather radios. Anybody have a weather radio?
Got a scanner.
You have a scanner, okay. But it requires some electricity, too, right?
But I have that already taken care of.
Does it have a battery?
Does it have battery backup?
So if you'll hold up the two pictures, I've got two radios. And this one will squawk. My husband got so tired of hearing it, he unplugged plugged in. I'm like, no, plug it back in. And then this one's really cool. These are both Midland radios, and there's two different ones. This one is kind of cool because it's so small, and it does have a little solar generator on it, and it has a rechargeable battery, an ion battery, of course.
You know what's cool? We use solar on our guns with our red dots.
Oh,
we got solar panels on top, just adding them to it.
Oh, I need a solar thing for my red dot. Yeah. I didn't know that it even existed. So when the TV was glitchy, the cell phone wasn't working, the internet was down, I resorted to plugging these in, which we did not lose electricity, but I was ready with my little Jackery Explorer 500 to plug in my radio. But there's also batteries, so you want to have batteries ready to put in these if you have no electricity. And that's going to only last so far. But this one has a little crank, and it can crank and recharge the battery, which is kind of cool. So multiple sources. And you like this with the flashlight. It has a flashlight on it.
I always got to have a flashlight.
It's pretty bright, and it has a flicker to it. So if you're somewhere and you need to broadcast that you need help, this is good.
Tell you what, Millie, let's go to a break. When we come back, I want to make sure that Father John should be in any minute, but I want to make sure that you tell everybody who you are and what you do with your financial. So we'll be back in three.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim? Window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that, too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com.
Yeah.
back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Matt, your host, and with Melinda Bowles from Bowles Financial Group, Wayne Kyle from American Valor Foundation, Bill Huffman, the Ditch Doctor in, good old buddy. Shelby doing a great job at the board, and we've got Father Gisaldo from St. Luke Church coming in. Should be in any minute. Until then, we're going to talk a couple more things. You had a question brought to you. I think you were going to answer that.
Yes. So the question was, how do you go about removing your smart meter? Well, you need to call Encore, and you're probably going to get the runaround. And, of course, I didn't bring those phone numbers with me. But they're going to try and talk you out of it. And there is an extra charge a month in order to remove that smart meter. And then you're going to have to figure out, well, part of the extra charge is now somebody has to physically come read the meter. So that's kind of our logistical problem because we are behind a locked gate and I'm not keeping it open for the Encore guy.
Didn't they used to send you a card and you just mark in the numbers on the meters?
You know, we used to do that a long time ago. Yeah. And
did I get a price break when they put the smart meter in?
No. Mm-hmm. No, as a matter of fact, I personally do not feel that there is any reason for our utilities to have gone through the roof like they have. So it's nefarious at best.
Well, you There's know what's no handy about a smart meter is they can control your power remotely.
Absolutely.
So if you're using too much air conditioner, they can knock out your 220 or instruct your smart thermostat that when you set the thermostat down, it should wait 40 minutes before it engages.
Absolutely. And just understanding, you know, being prepared of what your electrical needs would be if the electricity goes out, I think is really, really important. Mm-hmm. And to know what your plan is in case you're out, you know, in 2021, we were talking about we were out of water and electricity mm-hmm. for 10 days. And if I could choose one, I would have chosen water over the electricity just because that would have been more convenient for us to be able to take, you know, showers and be able to use our water. But we didn't have water and we had lines that were breaking too. So that was pretty difficult.
It was rough.
We hauled our laundry to town and dropped it at Mom's house and said, please help us wash our clothes because we have no water at that point. But the smart meter is removable. There is going to be pros and cons. You have to negotiate that and know what the fees are going to be and how that's going to affect you. And there is a fee to replace it. If I remember, it might be about $150, but that may be wrong. So I'd have to look at my notes. But you just call Encore and say, hey, I want to remove my smart meter. And they're going to have pushback, but yeah. Just say, no, I want to remove my smart meter. The first thing you have to realize is nobody gave them permission to put it on, but they did it anyway. They didn't ask me to.
It's because the public, and I don't say this ugly, I say it because we were ignorant, thinking, oh, okay, and you don't know what to do, but now you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
If you wish to do that, follow the directions.
So as I work on being prepared, you know, as a financial advisor, you know, my thoroughness and research I bring to the table when I work with my clients, and we are taking on new clients, bullsfinancialgroup.com. There's a lot of stuff going on in the financial world that is confusing, and I will tell you just a basic advice is, when you don't have all the answers, you don't do anything. You know, remain neutral. You know, if you have all these questions about the bank and the crypto and all the things that are coming out, you know, our credit scores, and if we don't have all the answers, then you really have to step back and say, don't go disrupt your whole financial world by making decisions you might regret. And all of that is definitely up in the air. We are here to help. If you'd like an advisor with the heart of a teacher, please call me. If you want an advisor who's going to ask you all the questions, call me. because we...
What's the number?
254-899-9944 at bullsfinancialgroup.com. We're here to help, and we welcome a phone call.
And remember, since you always hear aaronsgunshop.com, if you forget how to get to Melinda, you can go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page, and click on her link and take you right to her.
Yeah.
It's great how technology works.
I mean, yes.
Helps us, but they watch us, but it helps us too. Okay, now, we've got a few minutes before the next break. I want to go back to Wayne. Wayne, we've got a special thing going on here. I was in the shower where I do my meditation with the Lord. And that's when I had text you. I said, this is
You were just in the shower when you text me?
Yeah, I had it in a Ziploc okay. bag and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, that didn't come out right. But, you know, I wear pink shirts, too. I'm very secure in my masculinity. Okay, I'm not worried about it. But anyway, Wayne, you know, I told you this earlier in the program. I speak, but my brain's 3 miles ahead trying to figure stuff out. I'm watching the clock. I'm watching Shelby. Most of the time I'm watching Shelby trying to give me signals. I miss it, but just trying to make it work. But what I was saying was this. I tithe. This is not a promotion for me. No way. I would never do this other than this type of situation. And the Lord has directed me to bring this up on the radio, that if all of you out there are to go to AmericanValorFoundation.org. I keep going with the initials and I screw it up. If you go there and you purchase product or make a donation, the Lord has decided to match it up to $500. Got a lot of great materials. I'll tell you what, Shelby, why don't you grab another hat from him and show the people in the audience. The different colors, quality. Just those two colors, Wayne?
Pardon me?
Just those two colors, flat, dark earth,
for
and
that
black.
Style of cap, we have, I checked, I guess it was yesterday, I think we have 9 different styles of caps on the website.
You got boot kickers, you've got, do you have hoodies too?
Yes, well.
Or t-shirts?
Yeah, we do have limited hoodies. We have limited hoodies right now. 2 weeks from today, we have the benefit, and we're going to introduce a new hoodie at the benefit, and then it'll be online after that.
Do any of those shirts come in black?
Almost all of them come
in black. Okay. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Just checking.
We have whoobies. You know what a whoobie is?
Look, I told you I meditate in the shower and I text you. That sounds too weird for me.
Now, you being military, you ought to know what a whoobie is.
I've been not in the military for 40 years, okay?
A whoobie, well, what we have are hoodies that we call whoobies, and they're made out of whoobie material. Whoobie material is super, super lightweight, and it's used in the military mainly like a poncho liner or that type of deal. And we have hoodies.
Well, now we know.
Now you know.
Look at the whoobies.
Yeah. And
I'm going to shut up. Father John saying the rosary over here. Okay. So once again, we're leading the charge. Go ahead. Force me to match your donations up to $500. Let's get it done, ladies and gentlemen. Let's do it. Come on. We can do this thing. And it'll be awesome for the reasons stated, how the foundation helps those in need, okay? Father John Gizaldo is in the studio from St. Luke Singular Church.
Singular.
In Temple. How you doing, right. Father John?
I am doing very well. Remarkably well. Remarkably well.
It's always a pleasure to have you in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
Conversations with you.
And I enjoy listening to your conversations about being in the shower.
How many times has
he
brought that up
already? Scandaloso, scandaloso.
No, there's no Facebook in the shower either. Sorry.
That's not good.
And he thought of you. How do you feel about
really
that?
Scary.
How do you feel about that?
This is a confession time. Yeah, quiet.
Where do I go from this?
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
All right. Father John.
Yes.
One of my most important questions.
Amen, amen.
That I ask of you is, Father John, what's on your mind?
Oh, excellent question. Excellent question. I've had many things on my mind. Many things. We're still celebrating the resurrection. But I am actually kind of... I went to see a movie last night. Have you heard of this movie? Nefarious.
I've heard of it. Yeah. I haven't seen it.
It's been kind of quelled. You haven't seen... some family invited me to see it. I said, never heard of this movie. Usually see it. It's about a psychiatrist who goes into a prison to interview someone who's about to be put to death. And the guy is absolutely possessed by a demon. And they're back and forth conversation. And you find out the demon wanted the psychiatrist there, wants him to work for him. It's a very powerful movie. It's intense. It's considered a horror movie, and it's R-rated. But it gets you a little insight into the mind of the evil one.
Was it kind of accurate based on you being who you are and what you do?
Somebody was on staff who was either a demonologist or an exorcist or both. Somebody was on staff. And, of course, there was a priest in there, and he was a bumbling idiot. So they always put that in there. I think they do that, I mean, because to kind of...
like in commercials, the guy is always the goofball.
Always the bumbling idiot. And sometimes I do teach a class on demonology, and people always like, I don't know if I want to know this. I said, when you study demons, you find out about God, free will, the incarnation, people, you know, grace. You learn all about, because you're learning about, it's like a football coach studying the other team.
Father John, we come up to a break.
Okay.
We're going to take a 3-minute break when we come back. Father John Gonzalo from St. Luke Church in Temple. Be back.
Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Petros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunShop.com. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, finishing up the second hour, final segment. Got a whole another hour to go.
Oh, with me
in the studio is Father John Gazzaldo from St. Luke Church. You know, Father John, when you speak, when you were here last time, you could hear a pin drop. It's amazing. I said, Father John, what's on your mind? And you speak, and all of a sudden, I just sit down and I shut up and listen. And it's amazing. It's great.
You're one of the few. Because my, you know, I have a family. My sister is listening.
Well, I don't have you here for me to talk over you.
My sister is listening. She goes, you're crazy. That sounds terrifying. She harasses me. I have a sister that harasses me.
So I'll ask the question again.
Do you want a couple of guys to go to her house and rough her up?
Well, you guys would be in big trouble, I think. She's pretty tough.
Oh, okay.
So let me, this is going to be a spoiler alert. So if anybody hasn't seen, this is one of those movies kind of like a, remember that unplanned movie? Or, you know, some of these Christian movies, I guess, made by Christians, they have good messages. But the acting is not great.
Like a Hallmark movie.
And well, yeah, like even God is not great. God is not dead. Did you ever see that movie? It was made by Christians.
Yeah, I just watched Wing and a Prayer last week. It was a great story. Horrible acting.
The acting is awful. Awful. But spoiler alert, and y'all, I would recommend that you, if I could talk about this movie some more, because some people in my parish asked me to go, but it's only playing once at like 10 o'clock at night in one theater. So I went with a couple, and a married couple. And like I said, whoever planned this movie was educated in the ways of the evil one. But you would enjoy because it brings up... spoiler alert, if you want to go see it, then don't listen anymore, but,
No, keep listening.
But the psychiatrist walks in, and his job, the whole thing is, his job is to see if this guy's crazy. You find out real quick, this guy wants to die. He wants to be, because he hates his host. I'm ready to send him into hell. But he tells the psychiatrist, well, before you leave here today, you'll have killed 3 people. He's like, no, I'm not. That's ridiculous. And then he asks him, so what is Michelle doing right now? He goes, your girlfriend, Michelle, the one who's having the abortion right now, who's tearing apart your son and her. And he goes, and we love that. We love. All of a sudden he freaks out. And then he goes, he almost tries to stop it. He calls the clinic that his girlfriend's in. But even before that, he says, I've never killed anyone. He goes, what about your mother? I didn't kill my mother. Oh, yes, you did, in Oregon a few years ago. She was dying anyway. Oh, yes, and, you know, he put her down. She's going to die anyway. And that'd be hard on you guys. I want to save her suffering because they have legalized euthanasia. And he goes, we're already up to 2, aren't we? Oh, it's haunting. And then you get the whole plan of... You get this demon explains to the audience the whole plan of the evil one to destroy God's creation. He goes, that it was that carpenter who came in and ruined it. We thought if we killed him, it would be great. But no, it was worse. But we're going to destroy you and who he loves the most. And you get into the... And he actually explains how did... You know, I'm possessed. You know, he tells this poor guy... And he explains how, oh, no, it doesn't happen like that. First, you know, it starts with, you know, don't get baptized. That helps a lot, too. And then we sneak in with Ouija boards and things like that. And he just starts to explain how the evil one does this. The moment it started, I said, they must have had an exorcist on staff. They must have had a demonologist on staff. This guy is slowly explaining everything.
From the way you're saying it, it sounds like you're giving it a thumbs up.
I
thought it was great.
Oh.
I say, go see it. Now, the guy who played the demoniac, he was a great actor. He would say, I want to talk to the demoniac, the man, and he was this kind of, he was scared, and he won't let me, he makes me do things, and I get punished for it. And then you see him back again. The demon, no, he's done talking to you. I'm back in now. And he starts to hurt himself, he goes, because he hates the host. But, I mean, I hit me, and I appreciated it. I appreciate this family who took me, because I've taught an 8 or 10 week class twice now on demonology. And the more you study the evil one, the more you learn about God, the more you're at peace. You know, I coached football. I played football, but I was never any good. You know, I always told people, ask what position did you play? And I said, I play bench warmer. Did you ever see that movie, Rudy? I was Rudy. You know, they put me in the last play or something. Whenever I was coaching, do scouting, we'd scout a team that was good. You know, there was always a mystique about them, a mystique about the best teams, you know, San Antonio or Austin or whatever. And then you would break down film, and then the mystique would go away. You'd find out where they're vulnerable. We find out their tendencies. We find out the tricks that they use. And all of a sudden, it doesn't seem so bad. And it lets you know what weapons you have that you can actually fight this. It's not so hard. And I've met a few exorcists in my life, like four or five. They're some of the happiest people you'll ever meet. I met the exorcist from the Archdiocese of New York. And he was always singing. He was always singing show tunes. I said, well, Father, stop that. It's so weird when he would do that. And we might ask him about exorcism. Oh, the devil, he's boring. He uses the same tricks. He only has a 7-page playbook. And you're like, 7-page? You know, each of the deadly sins. That's it. He's got a. But they're effective plays. They're effective. And he's hoping you don't study.
You draw people into when you talk. It's good. It's good.
It's the subject matter. I think it is. I think, like, when I'm supposed to talk to a university class in a little while, but whenever we have teenagers, and I think adults are not much different than teenagers, when we say, do you have any questions? No one ever asks about the incarnation of the hypostatic union. They want to know about sex, the devil, and sex. That's what they want to talk about.
Well, that's usually what crumbles people.
Oh, no, they go right at those things. Because the evil one attacks us right where we're most sacred. He hates marriage. He hates that. He hates children. He hates that. He hates it when we come together. He hates that.
Women.
Absolutely hates women. And that's something we call them the deliverance ministry has been telling us. Most of what we know about the devil is from their ministry. Then most exorcisms are on women. Because women, they feel bad. You know, they're very emotional, and they tend to identify with evil. They'll see someone who's evil or something that's evil, and they'll be empathetic instead of saying, no, have nothing to do with this guy.
Empathetic meaning they want to fix them?
They feel they want to help. They want to heal. You know, they want to, whatever the reason is. And this happens actually in, one exorcist was telling us, actually in exorcisms. They'll have a team. I have a team, and some of them are women. But the exorcist has to be a priest. But they just tell the team, your job is to just pray. Just pray, okay? Don't talk to the demon, don't. But every once in a while, someone will try to talk to the demon and say, you know, just say you're sorry. Tell God you're sorry. You know, you don't want to spend eternity. And the demon will laugh. You are not a competent theologian. Shut up. Because most women can't imagine the reality of an eternal hell. You know, I get that a lot from people. God would never do that. Well, he doesn't do that, but he allows that. But what they don't realize is that the demons and the devil, their hate for God only grows. They only hate him that much more, and they hate all of you. They hate beauty. They hate it. And the only thing that gives them any kind of satisfaction is to destroy it. You ever watch those images of Hitler when he's talking? You don't even have to speak German. I took German in high school and college, and sometimes you're like, I know what he's saying. Oh, my God. But he would get a thrill. I mean, because hate and power are, there's a word for it, it's intoxicating. Mm-hmm. Hate and power can give you a thrill.
Father John, why would Satan hate beauty if beauty can be used to corrupt?
Oh, well, you know, there's nothing more. He will co-opt beauty because he's ugly. Because anything beautiful speaks of God. Beauty is objective.
You know where I was going with that, right?
Keep going. Let
In other words, he uses the beauty to maybe seduce someone.
Yeah. He uses that for his own. But he is ugly, and he loves to, because he hates it that much more. It brings up a deeper issue. Is there such a thing as objective beauty? People will say that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I don't think so. I think beauty is objective. And, you look at some women, if someone says, that woman is ugly, you would say, there's something wrong with you. And there's something wrong with you. If I look at you guys and say, you guys are beautiful, then I think there's something wrong with us.
We go from showers to telling us we're beautiful.
No, I'm not telling that you are. If I were to say that, you would know immediately, there's something wrong with him. There's something wrong with his perception.
Father John, we're coming to a topic. Okay, right. So I've got Father John Gonzalo in the studio from St. Luke Church. Great conversation. Love to listen to him. Wayne Kyle, Melinda Bowles, Ditch Doctor, Bill Huffman with me, Shelby Myers. We're going to take a break, 3 minutes, be back on the other side, and we'll continue on.
The owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about McGuire Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, McGuireTire.com.
U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, "It's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us.
Hard propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on High Cap Adventures.
Rubio Septic Service, serving all of Milan County since 1976, is licensed, bonded, insured, and can be reached at 512-446-3986. Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale is bilingual, provides free estimates, and services septic systems and grease traps on both commercial and residential systems. Porta-potty rentals are also available. Call Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale at 512-446-3986. Once again, that's Rubio Septic Service, 512-446-3986.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program, hour number three. Good job, Shelby. Way to go. Woo-hoo. All right. Pushing the right buttons at the right time. I've got Father John Gazzaldo with us. I got a great team here. It's fantastic. But Father John, right from St. Luke with Singular.
Yeah, so we were. I was doing my movie review.
Hold on, Father. I got to give a spiel here, okay?
Okay.
Simulcasting on KMIL 105.1 FM, The Ranch. Also, stop it, would you? KRXT 98.5 FM, streaming live here on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Don't forget, after the program's done, it's wrapped up in a nice ball, thrown over to the podcast part of the program and turned into Apple, Spotify, Podbean. You can check it out there. And also go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page at the top of the page. You can fast forward to every segment you want. We've got all the sponsors on the program there. Make sure before you do anything, you go to them first. If they can't supply it, okay, then go somewhere else. But support the sponsors, support the program. If you go to the middle of the radio show page, there's a donation button. Ladies and gentlemen, I will be honored if you would donate to help with the program on a monthly basis. And I showed this on Facebook here. I've got a very high quality, danger whistle? Anybody who donates 3 months in a row, $50 or more, I'll give you a whistle. No, it's not much. You're doing it for a patriotic purpose. You're helping to support a program that tries to put out patriotic Christian values. And I want to give you something. It's not much, but I'll give you something. If you do $150 or more, this is really cool. This is an ammo can full of 6 rounds that you freeze up and put in your drinks. It could be a soda pop, too. It's great. I'll get you one of those. So if you donate, thank you very much.
It could get you thrown out of school, so there's that.
That's right. Even pointing your finger, drawing a stick, people. But right now, Father John Gazzaldo with St. Luke Church. Father John, go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Just a quick question. What is that? A whistle?
Yeah.
What is it, like a real loud battery? One of those real loud ones?
Yeah.
Just. Okay. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry I asked, but yes. Yes. So I was thinking about this even coming over here today because I look on, what's that TV station? PMSNBC, what's that TV show? Anyway, and they're celebrating that women, it's legal now that they can do their own induced abortions. They can take the...
Talking about convenience.
They're taking, and, you know, people always would say, you know, and I would always tell people, you know, it's abortion doctors we need to go after. But now, just make it easier. You swallow your own poison, and this is now something to celebrate because this came up in the movie because the demon was talking to the psychiatrist going, you know, we have been winning. We've gotten you guys to kill yourselves. And he goes, no, that's not true. We're more happier now than ever. We can marry whoever we want to. People are afraid. He goes, oh, my gosh. He goes, you have more slaves now than you've ever had. We have 40 million of them already, and they're all sex slaves. And if we can just... And he brings up all the talking points of our society. You're like, oh my gosh! No wonder they haven't advertised this movie. It's, you know, it's Father speaking John, about marriage and life. Yes,
the way you're talking, it's more influential on the ones who don't know with this movie than it is like people like me trying to broadcast it on a weekly basis. They're utilizing that Hollywood movie to broadcast. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, see, that's why I think it hasn't been advertised. It's not out there. I never heard of this movie. Just a few people texted me about it.
Now I gotta go.
Now it's considered a horror movie. There is one little, you know, the psychiatrist said, "Well, prove to me that you're a demon," and a little light broke, and he goes, "I'm sure that was a coincidence." But the scariest part of the whole movie, spoiler alert, when he goes, how can you prove to me? The demoniac goes, open yourself up to us. And the psychiatrist goes, all right, go ahead. And we all go, don't do it. Don't do it. What are you, crazy? And nothing really happened. He goes, see, nothing happened. And he's like, oh yeah, it did. We're just very patient. You're about to find out. And you, at the very end, you see it kind of manifests itself.
Isn't that biblical, where if you let the Satan enters your mind, and you just gave him permission to enter?
Oh, he has to get a series of yeses. That's what the demon, he goes, how did you know? I said, oh no, it takes time. We have to go through a series of yeses before we get a final yes. And so He goes, go ahead. That was, all of us were like, no, what are you, stupid? And then it kind of manifests itself. It actually has a pretty good ending, so it's not total. There's hope in the end, especially for this psychiatrist. But again, you get into the inside of the evil one's mind. It's fairly simple. The power of hate and the power of power, and that how it can be intoxicating. I would recommend it. And there's nothing that the devil loves more than people who don't believe in him. He loves that. The demon would come and go depending on who was in the room. Who was there? He would, because the psychiatrist, when everybody would leave the room, he would get on his psychiatry and he was trying to outsmart him.
So if somebody was of the faith and very strong in the faith, he goes, "It's not worth the trouble."
Yeah, because that kind of happened when the priest walked in the room. At first, he freaked out, and he could tell the priest was kind of left of center, he had one of those strange multicolored stoles on, and he was a fumbling idiot. So not much happened, but at first the demoniac reeled and screamed. That's the only time he looked scared. But he kind of, the priest didn't want to seem judgmental, he just wanted to seem judgmental. He wanted to be more loving and compassionate instead of seeing the evil and fighting it. Because I think that's what, much of us Christians kind of, we think that being Christian, we have to be kind, we think we have to be nice. And when we see falsehood and sin, we, instead of engaging it, we fear. We fear failure. We fear being ostracized. The Lord said, the world hates you. No, he hated me. They hated me. It hated me. You're not of the world, neither am I. And remember who that, and it's a title that the church has always given the devil, the king of this world. What does that mean?
Satan.
King, he is the king. And at one point during the conversations, the demon told the psychiatrist, "We want you to work for us. We have a book we want you to write, and my master's prepared to offer you the whole world. He's prepared to offer you the whole world."
Sounds familiar.
It does sound very familiar. He goes, "Oh," and the psychiatrist knew this. He goes, "Didn't you try this with Jesus?" "Oh yeah, but you're no carpenter. You're no carpenter." Wow. Come on. I would pray before you go in. Maybe go see a cartoon or two before you go in. Don't go to the theater by yourself. Make sure you got some people around you to go. But there's no gore. There's no jumping out. There's no blood. There's a couple it's like mild violence. And really, I don't even think the demon cussed. There was some other people cussing. There was one, a few moments where he kind of hurts himself. He breaks his finger. A couple other moments. But I don't think it's for kids per se. But I think if you bring your teenagers and hold on, you'll learn a lot.
10 o'clock at night when you're watching it. Yeah.
Yes. So maybe, yeah. Yeah. I should have listened to some Mary Poppins before I went in there.
Would you be willing to go again? I feel more comfortable if you
Yeah.
But the demon keeps quoting scripture. Keeps quoting it. He tells the guy, he goes, "You have been weighed and measured and found wanting."
Well, wait a minute.
Father John, I've heard that before.
When he did that to Christ, Jesus, didn't he twist the word a little bit?
Sure, here and there.
So what did it happen the same way in the movie?
I don't know. He seemed pretty good.
Exactly.
The demon said, "I know more theology than anybody. I know they know every language. They're allowed to know these things." Jesus, the Lord is, like I said, you learn a lot from demonology because even in an exorcism, God is totally in control. He has the demons on a tight leash, and he allows them. And sometimes when nothing happens, they're not being successful, the exorcist will say, "We are not praying enough. We need to go back and pray some more." They call it a deposit of prayer. "We haven't prayed enough. You haven't fasted enough. We have to go become more holy before we come back in here." Which lets us know. I mean, that's what the whole entire book of Job is about. God allows these things to happen. Let's see what he does. See what happens here. See what strength looks like. What do we look like when we're suffering? How faithful are we when your family is struck with some kind of scandal or in crisis? I mean, what are we like then? Mm-hmm. That's when you find out who you are and how you pray, and you know, to pray like Job. The Lord is given, the Lord taken away. Praise be the Lord.
Father John, we're coming up to a break. Yeah, can you tell everybody where you're at? Yeah. Times and masses, days, all that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I am Father John Gonzalez, St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas. We're on Oakdale Drive across the street from the Exxon station. They've become good friends of mine. 2807 Oakdale Drive, and my website is slparish.com. We have mass every single day. Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 8:30. Tuesday, Thursday at 5:30. And on Saturdays, 5 o'clock in the evening. And on Sundays, we have 3, 8, 11, and 5. Today, I have a quinceañera.
And we're going to take a break. But Father John will still be here. We got a few things we got to do. And then after the 11:30 break, we're going to be doing True Stories. Be back in 3.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617. Cameron Chiropractic in Milam County has been treating all kinds of physical conditions for over 30 years. Spinal decompression, lower back, leg, arm, and neck pain, tingling and numbness, neuropathy, and headaches. Cameron Chiropractic also provides testing for organ support as well. Call Cameron Chiropractic in Cameron at 254-697-4931, in Rockdale at 512-446-9595, or go to cameron-chiro.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Call Dolores at Healthy Success at 254-773-8339 or visit us at healthysuccessworks.com. See you soon.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, Father John Gazzaldo, St. Luke Church, Melinda Bulls Financial Group, Wayne, Kyle, American Valor Foundation, Bill Huffman, Dish Doctor. Look, do you know how hard this is to remember all this stuff and not slip it up and say Bill Kyle or Dr. Father John?
Esquire.
It takes a lot to keep this thing straight, okay? And then I'm taking cues.
And you didn't mention your board operator. You
I was just about to say.
Man,
is it always like this?
Yes.
Oh, I would have remembered it. I would have remembered it.
I'm passing.
Okay. Goodness. Let's get straight here. If you want to be on the show, give me a call. It's 254-697.
We just went over remembering things.
6633. Elon Musk says U.S. government had access to private Twitter DMs. You know why this is important? Because everybody was saying, nah, nobody's manipulating social media. Nah, nobody's suppressing ways of thought or speech. Nah, we're not doing this. So here we have a guy who I praise for one reason only. Because he's independent from everybody else. What he says is what he thinks. What he thinks is what he does. There's no question. I have no doubts in my mind the guy is shooting straight. He may not say everything he knows, but what he says, he's shooting straight. So here, Elon Musk owns Twitter, says U.S. government had access to private Twitter accounts during an upcoming blah, 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 blah. Musk told Carlson during a segment which is set to air, blah, 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 the degree to which the government agencies effectively had full access to everything that was going on Twitter blew my mind. I was not aware of that, Musk said. Would that include people's DMs? Asked Carlson. Yes. It has long been suspected that individual Twitter employees had full access to private messages, but for branches of the federal government to have enjoyed that same privilege is stunning. What do you think about that? Don't all answer at once.
Last time I heard the word stunning, it was in relation to how Lizzo looked in her skin suit. So, yeah, I'll go with stunning.
Actually, I'm not on social media, so that's the reason I'm not on social media.
Well, I think, too, I mean, we for so long we used to say we don't believe in, what do you call those crazy?
Conspiracy
theories. And now I'm ashamed because you look back, half of them were right, or all of them were
right.
They were all right.
They used to call me a conspiracy theorist, now I'm an early notifier.
Yeah, everybody was a conspiracy theorist. And now we're being shamed by them.
Mm-hmm. I have an extremely important question from a listener. And I can totally back this guy up 100%. How do you spell nefarious?
N-E-F-A-R-I-O-U-S.
Look, if we don't know how to spell it ourselves, you expect us to
say it.
Do you expect us to write it down that quick? Please, and slow.
It's N-E-F-A-R-I-O-U-S.
You're cheating.
I know I am.
If it's from a priest,
and
you know
you're a priest.
It's true.
But he never said he wasn't Googling.
I have a hard time spelling it too.
All right, Carl, I hope that helped you out. So you got Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. Is there any other social branch I'm missing that's
LinkedIn.
Getting.
Oh, there's bunches of them.
Instagram,
Snapchat, Rumble.
And I'm bringing this up because.
Plenty of fish.
Bill, you and I have been around together for what, 3 years talking about this? Get the mic for a second. And
sure.
We've been pushing out there how, hey, we're being suppressed here and being suppressed there. And we would get pushback about, oh, you guys, man, you got tin hats, tin foil hats, the whole works. Hello? What do you say?
Why did you bring me on in your program in the very first place? Because I said, look, I am a medic. I am a hazmat professional. I am trained to the incident command level. I've got over 20 years of experience. And boys and girls, these paper masks will not stop a virus. They filter down to about 5 to 7 microns. The virus is 1/8 of 1 micron, so you can stack 55 3/4 of them on top of each other and drive them right through it.
Okay, wait a minute. Now, I know where you're going with this. Explain why you just brought that up, because of how they're trying to twist it.
Because everybody said, you got to wear a mask or you're going to die. And I said, if you wear a mask, you're going to die. Your body needs to get rid of carbon dioxide. It needs to take in oxygen. It doesn't need that little holdover panel in the front, and when you breathe in and out through a piece of material, all you do is get it warm and moist as you're dragging strange bacteria through
Petri dish, right?
Thank you, Petri dish. Yes.
But don't we trust, I mean, when it comes to things like this,
no.
We're supposed to trust doctors.
No!
We're supposed to, this is their field. And I'm just saying, you know, I brought this up a few months ago. People used to trust us priests and ministers, mm-hmm. but we have failed them. We have let them down. They don't trust us, and I see why. Now, the doctors, we say the same thing to them. You know, we used to trust you guys.
But you know, that's Pfizer pays a doctor based on how many of his patients are vaccinated.
And news articles are sponsored by Pfizer. You think those news articles are going to say anything contrary to Pfizer?
Right.
And the other thing, Dr. Shelley Cole, HealthySuccessWorks.com, is looked at sometimes that she's got two heads because she's speaking the truth, which is so contrary to what people have been indoctrinated to believe, and that is you got sponsored medicine.
Oh, they've tried to eviscerate that woman, and all it's hilarious because the more you beat her down, the stronger she gets. Her business is booming, absolutely booming, and it's because she tells the truth, she's a healer, and she does not buy into the narrative that Pfizer and J&J are shoving either down your throat or into your arm.
So can I make another plug for a video, a movie? We're showing a movie or a documentary called Disconnected, and it's about them slicing up our teenage girls. And there's another thing, too. Where are the doctors on slicing up people who think they're the other gender? I mean, I have doctors in my church, and you find out real quick that they're not even trying to talk to this.
Father John, they sold themselves out for the payment to make on that Mercedes.
Did you know that the state of Washington just passed a bill that says that if your 8-year-old daughter goes to school today and she says, I want to be transgender and my mom won't let me, they will take her out of school, put her in a shelter, sequester her away from the parents, not allow them any visitation, and help her with her transition.
That just proves another thing. They hate these kids. They use
them.
Yes,
they do.
You don't have to be a Christian to know that this is abuse. Where are the psychologists and psychiatrists?
But it's this simple. Who could turn you into a woman? Could God turn you into a woman if he wanted to? He could. With God, all things are possible.
But not the impossible things.
No, all things. Okay. So if God can turn you into whatever he wants to turn you into, if Wayne decides that he wants to be a girl and he turns himself, he says, okay, that's it, I'm a girl. Wayne is God. These people hate Christians because they're God, and they don't need your God. They're God. They can do whatever they want to do with themselves.
Walk out for 45 seconds. What the heck did I miss?
See, but a third grader can say that's crazy.
Thank you.
That's crazy because I would argue that God can only do what can be. He can't make a 2 into a 3. There's some things he can't do. He can't make, you know, a square circle. He can't make a married bachelor. There are some things that are not their nature. You can't change them. I guess I could take a Coke machine and make it into a washing machine, but I'm not sure anybody could pull that off. It's one big lie. And what it does is it takes gender stereotypes and makes that gender. I mean, that's what they've been trying to fight, right? That's what they've been trying to fight. Oh, we have a boy. He likes to play with dolls. That must be a girl. Let's slice him up.
You and I are of rational mind. We've got these people who are cutting their female parts off.
Yeah, okay? Gender affirming.
How do we break through their skulls?
It's mental illness. There's no break.
What do we do with the advocates? What about the people around these girls?
They're being raised from little kids.
And my name is Shelby Farts, or my name is Rainbow Farts. Okay. My name is Rainbow Farts. Okay, and I want you to address me as Rainbow Farts. And when I come over to the house, I want a little bit of hay and a bowl of water. I say, you know what? You have a mental illness, and you can call yourself whatever you want. You can think whatever you want, but I'm not calling you Rainbow Farts, and I'm not putting out alfalfa.
Okay, enough. I got the name, man.
So I would even say this has gotten to that point, though. One of the doctors in my church said there's some kids in one of our schools, like 10 of them, who self-identify as cats. And they have to affirm that. The counselors have to affirm. Who are these powers that be? Who are these people, this magisterium of evil? There's got to be money involved. Somebody's getting paid. And these kids who make the transition, they're on testosterone and estrogen for the rest of their lives. And that money must be coming in from somewhere.
I think you're right. But Padre, if Matt was schizophrenic, and sometimes he was Matt.
And so am I.
And sometimes he was David. Would we call him David whenever he flipped the shirt around? The sign on his shirt that says David, so we knew he was being David right now? Would we celebrate that mental illness?
We wouldn't celebrate it. We'd try to help him.
Right.
What reality is.
Right. We're not going to call him David half the time. I don't care what the sign says.
Shelby, how much time I got? 20 seconds.
Good. Oh.
Good. Because what's going to happen?
<You're growing.
laughs> Woo! What's going to happen in the next 3 minutes is we're going to do our commercial break.
The priest started it.
And when we come back, we're going to do true stories of self-defense, which is always a great time. And until then, God, we'll be back in a minute.
Is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron. Or call them at 254-697-6966.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Everybody, the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. We are at that time on the show, the segment where we talk about true stories of self-defense coming from the Armed Citizen Column of the American Rifleman. And If you have your current issue from May 1982, you can follow along on page 6.
Okay. Statute of limitations, Padre. We figure all these people are dead now, so it's okay.
Now, what we're going to do is we're going to cold read these, and we're going to give just commentary on the stories of what we're going to learn what to do and what not to do in situations like these. And what I'd like you to also do is to pay attention to the type of firearm and the accuracy of the shots from people in May of 1982 as compared to current people with firearms. Louis Gustall.
Lois.
Oh, Lois. Thank you.
There's no you.
You're not going to have a problem when you read these stories.
Nefarious.
Stop. Man, and hurt the ones you love. Lois. Well, when I saw the her, I realized, hey, well, maybe back then they were doing it too. Lois Gustall thought her boyfriend was knocking at the door of her Mansfield, Ohio apartment, but when she opened the door, a stranger leaped in and began slashing her with a large hunting knife. She grabbed a .22 caliber revolver and opened fire, killing the assailant with a shot to the chest.
Amen.
Right on. We're all giving fist pumps. Here's a breakdown. It was a .22. It was a revolver. And she shot with accuracy. Back in 82, we still had training. Go ahead, Shelby. You need a mic.
All right, I got a mic now. All right, story 2. A stick-up man threatened John Old with a knife and demanded cash from the register of Old's Pittsburgh gas station. But Old drew a pistol instead and blasted the criminal in the thigh and the hand. It was the second time in less than 4 years that Old had recourse to his gun. It's a hairy business out there at night. He said, if I got scared, I wouldn't be working at night.
All right, let's make one commentary. I want to ask Bill Huffman if he can tell me what I'm thinking to that story.
Shot placement.
What kind of gun do you think he was using?
Revolver.
Yes, sir. Trigger pulls 8 to 12 pounds, probably pulling it. Okay, though, he did his duty. Father John.
Helen Weathers was walking through a Miami, Florida parking lot when an armed robber surprised her from behind with a 25 automatic. After the criminal led her behind a nearby building, she drew out a 44 Magnum revolver from her purse and exchanged shots with him, hitting the robber once in the arm. Wow. That's not a knife. That's a knife.
Yeah, Crocodile Dundee and Bill, we talked about this. My gun. Button's bigger than your button,
that's
Donald
not,
Trump.
That's not a gun. That's a gun.
Wow. 44 Magnum.
Yeah. Okay, Frank Ridgie and his wife were awakened by an intruder who broke into their Schenectady, New York apartment in the middle of the night. Ridgie reached for a licensed .32 caliber pistol and fired, wounding the criminal and putting him to rout.
Very good. And you're noticing the calibers of the handguns, 44s, that's fine, but you know that goes from Elmer Keith when he did the 44 mags, and everybody's had it in decades, the 44, but you're noticing 25s, 32s, 22s, yeah. Revolvers.
Most of them are revolvers.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, sir.
Me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I get the good names. Leopoldo Camposano was tired of burglars breaking into his rural Somerset, Texas farmhouse. So when he returned home to find his television sitting in the open trunk of a strange car, he reached for his .380 automatic and went to investigate. He found two burglars who responded to his challenge by saying they lived in the house. When one reached for a pistol, Camposano opened up, hitting him in the shoulder. The Confederate fled.
Wow.
We got a different caliber.
But shot placement, but it's... You see things on TV you hear police officers or whatever, they fired 50 rounds and hit the person five times.
Where are the other 45 rounds going?
But you don't know how you're going to react until you're placed in that situation. You know, you can stand at a range and shoot at a target and get a grouping, an inch in diameter. But when you got somebody else is shooting back at you.
Wayne, I'm so glad you brought that up because that's the type of training I do.
Really?
That's right.
Because
shooting
that's
at a piece of paper, the worst you're going to get is a paper cut. That's right.
Yeah.
Bill Huffman, take it away, sir.
Oh, what's my turn?
Top center.
Ah, here we go. A pair of armed criminals burst into a Fort Lauderdale, Florida home of Vincent Favuzza, ordered the occupants on the floor, and shouted threats. Favuzza, who was changing clothes in an adjoining room at the time, had the chance to grab a shotgun just before one intruder burst through the door. Favuzza stopped him with a single blast, then killed his partner with another load of shot.
Boy. Do you even have to discuss this one?
Do you know what's not important?
Well, was it like double buck or was it just a bird load?
did you notice?
At house ranges, a bird load is a slug. It don't matter.
did you notice the last three guys were all Italian? Fazuza, hey. Campuso, Righi. All these last three guys. All right, here we go. Go ahead.
Sorry. Engaged by a series of five burglaries in just 2 weeks, Johnny Matthews started sleeping at his New Orleans, Louisiana barbershop. His patience rewarded when a man broke in, waking him. Retrieving his .22 caliber revolver, Matthews went to investigate. When the intruder rushed him with a lead pipe, Matthews fired once, hitting the criminal in the chest and killing him. Police call the shooting justifiable.
With a .22 caliber pistol.
Oh, that won't hurt nobody.
Two one-shot stops.
That won't hurt. A .22 won't hurt nobody.
Jeez.
All right.
Wait, one last comment. He got his gun first.
Yep. Ray Simmons was driving past a 7-Eleven store about 4 a.m. one morning when he saw a trio of men tossing a newspaper rack through the store's glass door. Simmons screeched to a halt using his .38, apprehended the three, and held them for police.
Right on. Protection of a third person's property, and he was using a .38 caliber revolver.
Which, in this series of story, is the big guns.
An armed robber pulled a revolver on Everett Powell and demanded cash from the register of Powell's Brixton, New Jersey liquor store. But when the robber looked away for a moment, Powell grabbed his own .38 caliber revolver and opened up, hitting the criminal three times and putting him to flight. Police found him collapsed about two blocks away, seriously wounded.
Either the guy can't shoot worth a darn, or that guy has some internal fortitude to take three .38s.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right. Okay. A sex crime spree of 87 rapes came to an end when Randall Smith shot an intruder in the bedroom of his Galveston, Texas home. Smith pretended to sleep when his wife spotted the interloper, but grabbed a .45 caliber revolver from under his pillow. When the man threatened him and his wife with a rifle, Smith opened fire, hitting the man in the shoulder. The rapist, who was described by one prosecutor as the most dangerous criminal he'd ever encountered, was sentenced to 214 years in prison.
That's a lot. That's 87.
I'll cut the guy some slack on accuracy due to the situation. So, good job. Wayne, go ahead, buddy.
An intruder who broke into the home of an unidentified Fort Myers, Florida woman got much more than he bargained for. The criminal, who police believed had already once raped the woman's 18-year-old daughter, climbed through a window where he confronted the homeowner. She ordered him not to move, but when he advanced anyway, she opened fire with a .22 pistol. Meanwhile, a cousin from next door rushed in and, firing a 9mm pistol, mortally wounded the intruder.
Ah. Frosting on the cake.
Saving 214 years in prison.
Did everybody a good justice there. Yeah. Bill, take it away, sir.
All right. When an armed robber pointed a revolver at him in his Smoky Hollow, Ohio market, Farkey Moosley, where do these names come from? Thought fast. He drew his own gun and ordered the robber to drop his weapon. The robber complied, and Moosley and his brother held the man and an accomplice for police. I was scared, Moosley said, but I was afraid if I didn't draw, he'd kill me. Well, yeah.
What's John Wayne say? It's saddling up anyway. Being scared is saddling
up. Yeah, saddle up anyway.
Saddle up anyway. All right, got two left here. Be perfect timing, I think. Ernest Baker's Houston gas station had been burglarized 13 times in 10 years, including three break-ins in the past year. So when a friend called to say a burglar was in the station, Baker loaded his shotgun and went to investigate. He ordered the burglar to stay inside the station, but when the criminal tried a getaway break and pointed a gun, Baker fired, killing him. Hey, look, man. When you're told to do something and you don't follow instructions, bad things can happen.
That was all the instruction my dad ever gave me about how do you deal with the police. If the guy's got a gun on, he tells you to do something, just do it.
Just do it. Just do it.
Just do it.
Shelby, finish it up.
Well, you got my mic.
I always have.
All right, last one. When a pair of housebreakers came down the stairs at Steve Abell's Columbia, Indiana home, they got a nasty shock. Abel, who has come home while they were ransacking the upstairs room, held them at gunpoint for police.
How undramatic ending is that?
I know, nasty. I was thinking, ooh.
Ooh, it's going to be a good one, but
ooh,
I guess not.
But I ain't got nothing.
So there you go. We read all these stories from 82. I hope we learned something, what to do and what not to do in situations. It's not a matter of what kind of gun you have. It's a matter of how you know how to use it and your accuracy and your mental attitude toward it. Because remember my mathematical formula, mental M plus M equals RT. Mindset plus mechanics equals response time. We're going to take a break. Be back in three. See you on the other side.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them. Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Rubio Septic Service, serving all of Milam County since 1976, is licensed, bonded, insured, and can be reached at 512-446-3986. Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale is bilingual, provides free estimates, and services septic systems and grease traps on both commercial and residential systems. Porta-potty rentals are also available. Call Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale at 512-446-3986. Once again, that's Rubio Septic Service, 512-446-3986. Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357, or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
Welcome back, everybody. Aaron, Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Matt, your host, finishing up the program, final segment. You got a quick comment, 254-697-6633. I want to thank all the people in the studio. Wayne, Wayne Kyle, there I go again, flipping names. Bill Huffman.
I'll introduce you later. He's really a great guy.
Father John Gonzalo, Melinda Bowles, Shelby Meyer, me, your host, and everybody out there too. Everybody on Facebook, thank you very much. It's been a great show. We're not done yet, though. I want to reiterate how I'm going to ask everybody for the American Valor Foundation. Hey, I got it right this time.
You got it right. Okay. Good job.
To go check it out. And if you can't remember that, go to aaronsgunshop.com radio show page. The link is right there. Click on it. You go to the website. Buy some of the clothing. Don't make a donation. And I will match it. Not me, but the Lord is telling me to match it up to $500. And let's get this thing done. Father John, you got anything going on special you want to promote before the time runs out?
Oh, yeah. We actually have next Friday night, we have what's called Beer Bros and Brats. We invite the men to the church to hang out and eat and drink really unhealthy things and be happy and just be men with one another. So then on Saturday night, we have a love ministry for people that are crazy enough to get married and to come and... to help them in their married life, you know, married.
God. I think it would help your married life if you went Friday night and had beer and brats.
That's only for the men. See, it'd be helping them if they come on Friday night, well, and they'll be ready for Saturday night. Because I'm speaking on a Saturday night.
But the women will enjoy the quiet in the house Friday night when the men are at the beer and brats.
Amen. Amen, brother. Amen. So we have many things going on involving food, beer, and Jesus.
Sounds fantastic. Melinda, talk to me. What do you got going?
Just trying to help folks. We just got past tax season. Thank goodness. That is behind us. So not only do the tax people get busy, but the financial people get busy with folks funding their accounts. We're here to help if anybody wants a deeper dive conversation into their finances.
And once again, if you can't remember it all, just go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page. All the sponsors are there. Just click on the links. Bill, tell us about Dr. Shelley, about one of her seminars.
Dr. Shelley Cole has a seminar on the first Monday of each month. The one that is coming up in just a very few days is already full, boys and girls. But HealthySuccessWorks.com is the name of her business. 254-773-8339. Go to the free seminar. All you got to do is call in and say, hey, this is Bill. Save me a spot, and they will. And find out what it is like to be around a healthcare professional who focuses on healing, not writing you more prescriptions. Her goal is to get you off those medications and return you to homeostasis.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate that. Dr. Shelley, she's awesome. Let me do a couple articles here. Father John, I want to get your reaction on
this. Yes,
I already saw it. I don't even know how you say it. Actress Patti LuPone smears American Christians as no different from the Taliban.
Yeah.
Say what?
And she's an expert because
She's an expert in neither. You can tell those differences right away. Because you see, in the Taliban, you know, well, a Christian, if you die for your faith, you go to heaven. In the Taliban, if you kill for your faith, you go to heaven. I think that's a huge difference.
So if I kill a bunch of Muslims, it doesn't guarantee me entrance?
No, it doesn't guarantee you anything. Not even 42 virgins, you know.
What if they really had it coming and they were bad people?
No, it doesn't guarantee you anything. Yeah. But if you're a Muslim and you kill, and then you go straight to heaven in the Taliban's theology, and then you would all have all many virgins. You just hope that they were women.
You know, I got to ask you a question about that. Why does somebody want 22 of anything?
I don't know. You'd have to.
I know
ask
they
them.
Obviously haven't been married the first time. You know, that would solve
about.
That problem. Right? You tell
Solomon.
Somebody what married life is like, and you put a McDonald's, man, it's over.
Yeah, yeah.
Those two things, it's over.
You know, David and Solomon had multiple wives, and they were miserable.
Your wife is in there, right?
Kidding. You don't do that. Okay.
I'm going to pray for her by name.
Let's go to another one here. North Carolina bill would criminalize drag shows after viral lap dance video.
Amen.
How many of you out there would really want your children? What's his name? The comedian. He was a comedian. What's his freaking name? He's saying he was getting on somebody for trying to stop the free speech of a drag queen person dancing in front of kids. And I'm thinking to myself, John Stewart, I'm thinking to myself, what's the matter with you, man? What the heck's the matter with you? Yeah. I'm not trying to block free speech. I'm trying to get you pedophiles out there who want to seduce young children away from them.
Well, maybe you think that the sex of the dancer is not a component. Fine. Would you like your kid to see a pole dance?
With an ugly man dressed as a woman.
Even better.
Or even just a woman as a woman. Or yes. A man as a man. I don't want my children to watch a lap dance, no matter what the gender is.
I've been saying this from the get-go for years now. Let children be children. Let them grow up. If you're going to use 18 as the date of
maturity,
then when they're 17, 364 days, sorry. That's the way it works. I told my boys this. I said, look, I got you. You're mine. I own you till you're 18. My son's 18th birthday came up and he goes, Dad, can I do this? I go, what are you asking me for? And he goes, you meant it. I go, yeah, it's done. If the cement's not firm now, if the foundation's not set yet, then I lost.
It never will be.
Hmm. My wife's great-grandmother got upset when she, old traditional Sicilian woman, saw me changing the baby's diaper. She said, no, Billy, that's a her private parts. I said, not for the next 17 years, it ain't. They're my private parts.
Hey, we are talking about private parts again.
Yeah.
Showers and private parts.
You know, the conversation exists on a much higher level when you're not here. We stay into philosophy and
theology. Yeah, that's right. Epistemological enterprises. There you are.
Boy, talk about killing a conversation.
How many times I got to tell you, you're dealing with a 25-cent vocabulary host, sidekick, and all that. And you're using 75
You never been taking an epistemology class? Epistemological class?
Yeah.
Metaphysical?
But you know what? If you're not careful, if you don't pin the butterflies just right, they don't look good on the board. Isn't that epistemological?
No, it isn't.
Limited time. Let me go to something else here. If I read this headline to you, would it make you wonder? There is a serious danger with the global banking system. Elon Musk, you know, the rich guy, warns Tucker Carlson. Would that raise an eyebrow with you? Mm-hmm. Melinda, let's talk to you, Melinda.
Well, the banking system is a mess. And I think what we can understand is that the truth is not present for us to we don't get told the truth. There's so much nefarious behavior going on behind the scenes.
It's the devil.
It's terrible. We don't know what is or isn't, and it can implode one day and the next minute it's okay. But if there's a government official talking about the banking system, just think opposite.
So they want to push the debt limit up to $31 trillion. What does $31 trillion look like? If you put $100...
Lots of zeros.
What does that look like cash-wise?
More than I can count.
Yeah.
Look, here's what... The question is asked by Tucker. So, you've seen a couple regional bank collapses, Tucker told Musk. And we've been told that it's not a big deal, that these are isolated and each one collapsed for unique reasons. It's not systemic in any sense. What's your sense on the stability of the American banking system? Well, as he pauses and thinks and speaks like you know Elon does. It's actually at this point a global banking system problem, Musk responded. So we have a situation here where it's not the canary in the coal mine has died, but the miners are starting to die too.
Jeez.
So Silicon Valley Bank collapsing overnight is one hell of a big canary. It's more like a turkey. It's not like some small fry thing. I think there's some serious danger with the global banking system. There's a strong argument that if you were to actually market the portfolios of the banks, the loans and whatnot, that the entire banking industry would have negative equity.
What a nice way to say they're in the toilet. I'm hurt you didn't let me share the quote of the day. Here's the quote of the day. I haven't spoken to my wife in years. Didn't want to interrupt her. Rodney Dangerfield.
But I'm bummed. Oh, here's... Now, before the show ends, I want to put in some uplifting news. Now, I know we talked about nefarious, and we talked about...
And we know how to spell it now.
Transgender and all this kind of stuff, but let's give some uplifting news. Here's a report. That crinkles in the mic. Biden plans a re-election announcement for next week. Y'all excited to hear that?
No. I thought you were ending on positive
note. That's elder abuse, man.
Yeah.
Biden likes chocolate chip ice cream.
Chalky. He said chalky chip.
Chalky?
He didn't say chocolate. He said chalky chips.
Two words, made in America. So that's what he said.
It's Weekend at Bernie's. You know?
Yeah.
So here's a poll. Majority of voters have doubts that Biden is fit to serve.
Well, that's hurtful.
Matt is not fit to speak.
No.
A majority of registered voters have doubts about President Joe Biden's fitness to have doubts? You have doubts?
Just some doubts.
Pretty factual.
You know, I said this a million times. I really have learned not to have anything against the Hillarys of the world, the Pelosis of the world, the Schumers of the world, all these people, Obamas. All, they know exactly what they want to achieve. They circle the wagons, and they do it very well. I look at them. It's like I always say, everything can be answered with an episode of Star Trek. Khan, Spock is going, why do you guys like this guy? No, Spock, it's not that we like him. It's just it's amazing what he could get done. And so we respect that, although we're going to take him down. All right. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate you coming on the program. Thank you, listeners. We're going to take a break. And when we come back next week, we'll start it all over. Until then, God bless. Keep your powder dry.